Every other Sunday night in 2009, listeners in Portland, Oregon, and the world over turned off their television sets and video game consoles to sit around their radio and listen to the zombie apocalypse live. Now, for the first time since originally airing, this is Portland AZ, Life After the Zombies.
They knew the apocalypse was coming. They knew death was walking across the land. They did nothing to protect us. The War of the Dead spanned the globe. Now they no longer exist. The lucky ones died in the chaos. We are not the lucky ones. We are the survivors. These are our tales. After the Zombies, Life AZ.
It has been 9 months since the fall of civilized man at the tooth and claw of the Walking Dead. A complex of survivors living on Ross Island, in the middle of the Willamette River, has spent that time gathering food and shelter. However, in their haste to gather supplies, they neglected the need for warm clothing. As winter bears down on those that remain, the survivors realize they can no longer ignore the biting chill that threatens to end their lives faster than any zombie bite.
All right, we'll take one of the gravel trucks located at the paving station on the east side of the Willamette. And from there, we're going to go ahead.
Look, we ain't got much for fuel, man. I mean, not usable fuel anyway. I'm not sure taking one of those steel beasts is such a good idea.
I'll hit Mark one better. Driving, period, isn't such a good idea.
What's the matter, Liz? You still jumping from the last trip into town?
This is just a dine and dash run. I don't see a need to waste fuel. And yes, smartass, I'd like to avoid driving into
town. All right,
town.
Hey, you can both shut it. I made the call. We drive the truck in, hit the Goodwill store, and haul ass back to the island.
The nearest Goodwill is a solid 10-minute drive into Z-Corps. Southeast wasn't the nicest area of town even before the undead started eating us alive.
I don't know. It might actually have been safer back then. At least Zed ain't trying to sell us meth rocks.
Now, you got a better idea, Liz? Because the clock's ticking. You better convince me really damn fast.
Absolutely. House raid.
Oh, Jesus.
Done it before. No reason not to do it again.
What's this wee stuff? You ain't even set foot on this island till a few weeks ago.
Look, I'm one of the few people in this camp with actual house-by-house training.
My ass, girly.
I was top of my class.
You never finished class, little Miss G.I. Jane. No one finished anything. They died, got back up. Surviving doesn't mean you graduated.
I took enough classes to beat your sexist ass so hard Zach wouldn't even want to chew on you.
All right, okay, hey, shut it. Look, we're not going house to house. I saw enough of my boys get ground up in Iraq trying that. It's not happening here.
I'm just saying.
Look, I know what you're saying. We're hitting the Goodwill. We're taking the dump truck, and you are riding shotgun with our wheelman here, assuming you can refrain from punching Mark in his fat head while he's driving.
I resemble that remark, Alan.
So, did I miss the Liz and Mark Love Fest already?
And by a hair. Hope your timing's better tomorrow.
I don't know. Let's try it right now. I gotta talk to you about my daughter.
All right, what about your daughter? Because if you're gonna try and talk me into her coming on this little trip we're taking...
Well, she's a hell of a shot, Alan. And come a long way since she started with the marksmanship training. She can ride in the cab with Mark, save us all a ton of headaches.
Now, you know how I feel about families going on runs together.
She ain't staying behind.
James, you're her dad. She's pretty much full grown by now. You don't have to cave every time.
I'm not caving in. We're all we've got, Alan.
Well, so you're just going to offer up on a dine and dash just because she says she wants to come? Now look, I know you blame yourself for your wife going out
not
like...
Not a good idea, Alan.
Going out the way she did. But that wasn't your fault.
That isn't it. And you know it. It's just...
Alan, man. If she's that good, I want her riding shotgun. Besides, this family keeps us sane stuff you're always talking about. It works both ways, man, and you know it.
All right, we could probably use an extra set of hands anyway. However, this being Mary's first run, no cowboy crap, no side trips.
Thanks, Alan. I owe you.
Yeah, all you owe is survival and watching my back. And that goes for everyone. Aim for the head.
One less Zed.
All right, everyone get some sleep. We're moving just after dawn. In, out, home. James, could you stay a minute?
All right, before you start in, A, thank you. B, I know what you think about Mary.
Okay, hey, stop. I trust you. I know it hasn't been easy, more so for you, but it isn't Mary I'm worried about.
Mark?
Well, and Liz. She almost beat his ass in there.
She just wants to prove herself. She spent her entire life trying to be a cop. Her whole future got yanked out from under her. And Mark, he's just one of those guys. He jokes so he won't have to scream.
Yeah, I know the type, or at least I used to. None of them got out of Iraq alive.
Just get some rest. Remember, no matter what we face, this isn't Iraq.
No, it isn't.
Wish it was.
Yeah?
It's me, Pumpkin.
Come on in. I was just finishing dinner.
Mmm, smells great. And fresh.
Spam and fresh onions. Mrs. Benson's crop came in. I have some left. Sit down and eat.
This is amazing. It's fantastic. Jesus, it smells absolutely incredible.
It smells like spam and onions, Dad.
It tastes just like heaven. Like I'm eating art.
You're just easy to please. Mom always said so.
Nothing easy about growing onions on a gravel pit.
You know, there are places where fresh fruit and veggies grow everywhere. We probably have friends on Savi.
Mary.
If we pack light, take our bikes.
We are not having this discussion again for the 30th time. You know how I feel about that place, what they do.
I can take care of myself, Dad. With all the training I got now, those sick little...
No. End of story. Look, we're ruining dinner here. Can we just... Let's just don't bring it up. Okay? Let's leave Savi alone. That's all. Capiche?
Comprende, Dad. About tomorrow?
You're going. Alan wasn't happy, but you're going. And you are never to be out of my sight.
I won't. I promise.
I know you will. Mary, be honest. Are you scared?
Well, you're going to be there, and Alan will be there. Plus, for all his big words, Mark is a good guy. And I've seen Liz shoot. I think everything will...
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Good. You should be. I am. Stay scared, stay alive. Get lazy, get ate up.
Hell of a pep talk, Dad. Goes great with this spam.
Okay. Tomorrow is a big day. Lots of folks counting on us.
I know.
Okay, I hate to eat and run, Pumpkin, but we both need some sleep.
Go to bed, Dad. I'll get this. You need to rest. I don't want to carry you all day tomorrow.
Yeah, sure you don't. I don't know if you even care for us anymore. Something tells me you don't. I'm looking around now, and I'm pretty damn sure you never did. But please, God, just this once, show some of that compassion that I used to believe in. Please, keep my Mary free from harm. Please.
I had this coworker back in the pre-Z days. He rode his bike to work every morning. Sun, rain, wind, snow. Hell, he even pushed his bike through that ice storm back in 2004. Every day, without fail. Always got to work before the rest of us. Took his coffee break after all us other drivers. Never once saw him yawn or complain about a damn thing. One day, I flat out asked him how he could be so perky at 6 in the morning. And I swear to you, this guy, he looks me and smiles and says, "Nothing like fresh morning air on one's face to wake you up. Yes, sir. Better than any cup of coffee."
Okay, and?
And hippies are douchebags, and I fracking hate mornings.
What was the point of your story?
Who said I had a point?
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, hopefully everyone got a good night's rest. We got a nice long day ahead of us, and I need everyone on their toes.
I got as much as I could. That damn Perkins kid wouldn't stop crying all night.
Hey, we're doing this so that damn kid has a chance at surviving the winter.
More sleepless nights, yay me!
Come on, let's get to the pull boat. Those clouds are looking very full. Something tells me we won't be staying dry for too long.
The wet ones are my favorite. Easier to notice.
What do you mean?
Kid, just because they're walking don't mean they still ain't dying. They're rotting away just like any other corpse. They just do it real slow. All the rain makes the extra dead chunks of them stink something fierce.
She should probably know this stuff, James. You said she was ready, and I'm not so sure we should be taking
her. We're taking her because I want to, and because she and I live in that part of Southeast. We need a secure place to hold up. Mary and I will note it. And the wet scent isn't always reliable. Half the time, you're just running from a roadkill dog.
Or more often than not, straight into a nest. Since the undead don't care about dead flesh, the carcasses of rotting animals tend to repel them for a little while.
Not that any of this matters, since we're going to smell like junk. I, for one, could go for a nice shower, and if Mother Nature's willing to provide, I'll accept.
You do know you'll be riding inside a gravel truck filled with God knows what, right?
No. You didn't tell me that.
Oh. Whoops. Slipped my mind, honest.
You're a real tool sometimes, Dad.
Yeah, but you'll love your papa anyway.
Most of the time.
Ah, there she is, old Tugurtha. Never was there a more seaworthy craft. Why, I bet she could weather the strongest of storms or the drunkest of party boating.
Yeah, you talk a lot.
My voice is melodious.
You're an ass.
All right, Mark, pull the ferry over while we go over our supplies.
I remember thinking, you know, not that long ago, we elected our first black president. Now I'm living in a tent on an island surrounded by the fracking dead.
Yeah, you can always swim to the ferry.
I'm just making an observation. Give me a few more minutes, I'll have the boat ready for boarding.
Great. So, everyone have the supplies for our little run.
12-gauge, 6 shells, 22 long arm, 20 bullets, first aid kit, crowbar, knife, some ever-so-tasty Slim Jims, probably past expiration, map of Portland, for whatever good that will do, and painless rod.
Sounds good. I got the walkie-talkies.
I'll take one of those, thank you. Oh, and the ferry is prepped and ready for launch.
All right, one walkie-talkie, flashlight, 30-30 carbine, 8 rounds, crowbar, knife, an old Louisville, food, water, some rope, painless rod. Mark?
I got everything I need. No gun, because why would I need a gun?
Because you shoot worse than you drive.
Nice. Steel pipe, this multi-tool that is on its last leg, flashlight, food and water, and yes, my painless.
Machete, knife, and my field hockey stick.
Good! Hope Roman cards it for high sticking Zach in the Goodwill parking lot.
My field hockey stick, bolt cutter, food and water, first aid kit, flashlight, and my painless rod.
Flashlight, axe, shovel, food and water, bolt cutter, rope.
And the painless?
No.
God damn. Once you're bitten, you're as good as dead. Painless ain't suicide. It's doing the right thing.
I'm not carrying one. Push a button and it's over. Too easy.
All right, but it's okay for your only daughter to carry one.
Not if it was up to me, no. But she's full grown, isn't she? Isn't that what you said last night?
I know what I'm doing, and I also know that you might as well just shut up once Dad's decided on something.
My anti-suicide plan involves not being bitten.
Good plan.
Besides, I'm on a truck full of hardened killers, apparently. You can take me out if I ever get infected.
Don't think I wouldn't.
I would.
Yay, we all agree to kill each other. Let's get on the goddamn ferry already. The sun is burning in the sky.
All right, James. When we get back, you and I are talking for quite a bit. All right, folks, people need some warm clothes. We're going to get them. Pile on.
Please stow all your firearms and bludgeoning weapons in the overhead compartment. This is a smoking craft, so if anyone is lucky enough to still own cigarettes, you are free to light up, assuming you can share enough for your pilot.
I hate crossing the river.
All right, let's keep everything tight. Truck isn't that far. Mark, we'll cover you as you enter the vehicle. It's going to be a smooth one, folks.
There it is. Damn, could we use a more busted up rig?
Don't knock my baby. I spent many a night trapped in the bed while roamers beat the hell out of her trying to get in. That makes her beautiful to me. Ah, music to my ears. I'm going to tip the back hatch. Pile on in, folks.
Good Lord, this thing stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, no lie, but the smells don't kill.
I'm not so sure about it. Oh, my God!
Oh, Christ, we got a sleeper in here!
No, no,
Mary.
Get off! What the hell is going on?
What the hell, man? We ain't even started moving
Jesus.
Yet!
Shut
Jesus.
Up, Mark. Mary.
Jesus.
Mary.
Jesus Christ.
Stop
Jesus.
Talking to him, Mary. Look at me. Look at me, Pumpkin. Relax. It's down. Relax. Breathe.
God, checker. Bites, scratches. Is there anything?
Back up for a second. Mary. Look at Papa.
Oh my God, there was no warning at all.
Usually isn't one.
There was the moaning.
I screwed up. I shouldn't have let her come. This was a bad idea.
Let me check your arms, Pumpkin.
No, no, I'm fine. It didn't even touch me. Oh God, I'm sorry. Alan's right. I shouldn't even be here. I'm not ready.
A little late for that.
Mark, get this Hulk moving. We might have woke up the locals.
This isn't going wrong in a hurry or nothing.
This is close enough, Mark. Shut her down. I'm going to pop out and take a look around.
Knock yourself out, officer. Hey, Alan, Liz is doing some recon.
All right, I'm going out with her. James, Mary, you wait till we get back. All right, Liz, we got anything yet?
Not a damn thing. From the looks of it, food supply ran up some time ago, and the dead went with it.
You feel good about driving in?
Good as I can these days.
Can't ask for more. Let's head back in. Tell Mark to drive to the front door.
You ready?
Sorry about before. I'm good now. I promise.
Pumpkin, everyone panics when they run into their first sleeper. A lot of them buy it right there. Not you, right?
Right.
That's right. Not my little girl.
Thanks.
All right, Mary, James, you ready to go shopping?
Come on.
Oh, God, it's like walking into a wall of pure mildew in here.
Better than any cup of coffee. Are we really going to wear the crap we find in here?
All right, everybody, fan out. Keep within eyesight, and if you can, only grab the dry stuff.
What a mess. I mean, more than most.
I don't know. Looks like a Goodwill to me.
My girlfriends and I used to shop here. We'd buy all this tacky crap and stroll around Hawthorne making fun of crazy people. We thought we were, I don't know, is quirky the word?
Not the word. Two. Hipster brats. I would have hated you back then.
Because we shopped at Goodwill?
Some of us wore this stuff because it was all we could afford, not because it was quirky.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
All in the past. Bridge over troubled water, whatever and ever, amen. You're a good shot, right? That's what your dad says anyway.
I'm good.
Good, because we're checking the back room.
I got a nice haul going over here. Taking it to the truck. Hit your walkie-talkies. I'll be outside the building. Yo, boss man, you pulling your weight over there? Because I'm going to need some help loading this into the truck in a little bit.
I'm pulling more weight than you ever will. I'm going to sweep all the fitting rooms, see what I can find. I'm going to be there in a sec. James?
Housewares. No generators. Mary, Liz, what do you got?
All good, Dad. Liz and I are going to head to the back room. Check the donation area.
I think they got wheeled bins back there, too. We can load the clothes.
Oh, God, what in the hell is that?
Loading bay! It's a goddamn platoon of deadheads in loading bay! Mary, get back!
Mary, run!
I'm her backup! I can't go!
Mary!
Shut up and grab something!
Liz, crawl her by your feet!
Oh, son of a...
Mr. Head, still crawling!
I know! Get something to... Block the damn door!
What the hell's going on? Jesus Christ! There's sleepers waking up in the fitting rooms!
What the hell, man? At Jesus, Alan, the Romans are making a red run around the side of the building. They're fucking flanking us, man!
They're not that smart. They can't think.
James, shut up and get your big ass out there. Your daughter and I have this.
Mary, I...
Go!
Alan, get back to the truck. We gotta help Mark.
I got goddamn sense in the closets!
Quit blowing holes in the dressing rooms. You're just giving them ways out. Let them run. Let's go. Mark, get whatever you got in the truck. Shut the doors! Oh! Don't open until we get back there! I'm bringing in Alan! Oh! Mary and Liz are close behind!
I'm on it!
I'll send all you rags to hell! Not me! You ain't taking me!
Not Alan, Jesus Christ! He's lost it, man!
Oh! Alan, come on!
Forget the door!
Die!
I almost got it!
Die!
Run! Oh my God! There are brains everywhere!
That means you did it right. Come on, your dad needs help!
Mark!
They're swarming the car!
Let me go! Goddamn punk, get your hands off me! Sergeant!
Dad!
Help me!
They're coming out of the goddamn walls!
Alan, this ain't Baghdad! Come on, Alan, open up!
Screw it! Toss what you got! Set it on fire! Lock the door behind us! We're gone!
Yeah! Yeah! Burn it down! Burn them all! Let's go!
Oh, now he wakes the hell up!
Let's just go!
Mary, lock up behind you!
Alan, come on!
I'm good, man!
If you guys want to get in this truck, you're going to have to scrape them off. They're starting to come up here. I just left my multi-tool in the eye, and I'm rolling up the windows.
Mary, I got the locks. Help Liz.
Mary, scrape them off. Mark, pop the back door for James, Mary, and Alan. I'm rolling shotgun.
Where's Dad?
Get in the truck. I'm right behind you.
We good?
Good enough.
We left them burning. They're going to burn good.
Super. Shut the door. Let's go. Oh, we are gone.
What the hell was that back there?
It's a crap load of zombies. That's what it was.
Yeah, because that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean.
Look, I'm fine. Just drop it.
Hell no, I'm not dropping it. You know how much you almost cost us? Cost me? Do you have...
Dad!
What?
Dad, let it go for now, yeah?
Fine. When we get back...
All right, whatever.
So, yeah, that party sucked.
They usually do. Although, I wouldn't have expected G.I. Joe to be that guy.
You kidding me? Ain't no one wound that tight without some serious skeletons.
I guess so. I just... Oh, damn, hurts.
What hurts?
Nothing. I took a little scratch by the back room. Mary got her first clean headshot when this one nasty little bastard...
Get out!
Mark, it ain't what you
get
think.
Out!
It's not from a...
Get out of my truck!
What the hell?
No, get out!
Get your hands
no.
off me, Mark!
Get out of here, man!
What the hell's going on
the
in
bitch
there?
Is infected and she's not
I'm
jumping
not
out of the truck!
Can
I stop the truck?
You ain't, I ain't joining him! You can go to hell, Liz!
Mark, don't!
Stop the
Mark,
truck!
No!
No!
Mary? Mary?
Oh, the hell. Can I get a sound off?
I'm here, Dad. I'm good. Hurting, but good.
I'm same here. Mark? Liz?
Liz?
Check the cab, Dad.
I'm up here.
Damn it. Liz, where... Oh.
I told his dumbass I wasn't bit.
Oh, Liz, you're bleeding bad.
He stuck me like 6 times before I could get the shot off. God, I'm sorry.
Don't be. Get up.
Can't. That ain't a little bump on my thigh. That's bone poking up under the skin. My leg's shot.
Oh no.
Stomach's pretty much shredded.
We are leaving her behind. We can get you back.
James, man, we ain't got a lot of meds.
What? What are you saying?
James, her guts. Man, there ain't enough pills in Portland.
I know. There's gotta be another way.
Hey, I'm gutted, not deaf.
Liz, we don't have the strength to carry you, and even if we did get you back...
Save it already. Just get the hell away from me. Go.
What? No! We don't leave... God damn it, Liz, stop acting like...
Like I'm already dead? I'm sorry, Mary. I am.
She's right.
No, she isn't! This isn't right!
Serve and protect, right? That's all kinds of funny now. I'll take as many of them out as I can before I talk to old Painless. I'll give you that much.
Okay, we need to start moving. Liz, anything we can do?
You give that Perkins brat the warmest stuff we got. So maybe you can get a decent night's sleep for once.
Fine. God damn it! Fine! Mary, James, grab what you can. We'll come back later.
Okay, deadheads. Come and get it. Just me, you, and this knife. No way. Nuh-uh. I ain't coming back. Christ. Come on, girl. Easy. Quick. It ain't called the Painless for nothing. Through the mouth. Finger on the spring. Aim for the brain. Hit the button. Hit the brain. One. Two.
I can't believe we just left her.
Believe it. It was the right thing.
The hell it was. This is stupid. The whole thing is stupid.
You want her to come.
We should have left you there.
Mary!
He lost it, Dad!
I don't know what you're talking about.
You had a flashback or a freak out or something. You saw it. He knows.
Shut up, little girl.
Alan, watch your mouth, Mary.
We killed her, and for what? For some stupid corny clothes? So some stupid hair-lit brat with a croup can sleep better? This doesn't make any sense!
She needs a good slap.
I'm gonna slap your crazy ass if you don't move away from me and my daughter right now.
Really?
Try me.
Stop it! Stop this! This is all so stupid. This is stupid. Goddamn clothes! We killed her for some clothes!
Alright, fine. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I really am. For Liz, for me, for the hell, for all of this.
It's all right, Alan.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Nothing about any of this is all right. Who's going to drive the trucks now? We got one less shot looking through the scopes.
Alan, please.
I'm sorry, and I mean it. You didn't deserve any of that. You especially, Mary.
It's okay. I guess I'm sorry, too.
All right, I'll prep the ferry. We'll take over what we can. In the morning, we'll go back out. We'll grab more clothes from the crash.
No need. I'll get the clothes.
What?
What? Papa?
Guess it's my turn to say I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't notice until after we'd run a good 30, 40 yards.
We
couldn't hear him anymore.
Jesus!
Dad!
Must have been when we were hauling you onto the back
of
the truck.
No, Daddy, no. I saw. You were...
I was in the middle of an undead pileup. Blood was pumping. Not surprised I didn't notice.
This costs too much. This costs too much.
I'm sorry, Mary.
Stop it, Dad. Stop it. It's just a scratch. From a brush or a rusted nail or something.
I'm sorry.
Stop saying you're sorry! Stop saying sorry! You're not infected! Stop it!
Pumpkin, I know what they look like, and this here on my leg, that's what they look like.
Oh, God, no! No, Alan, please tell him it isn't. Alan, please!
I can't do that. I'm sorry, Mary.
Stop saying you're sorry! Nobody's sorry because nobody's infected!
Your dad is right, Mary.
God damn it!
Listen, Alan, I'll take her back to the island and then come back. No, you don't believe in doing it yourself.
No.
But James, this is what needs to go down.
No, Alan, I'm already starting to stink like they do.
That's because we were just in a concrete box filled with them.
And it's because I'm starting to die. And then I'll come back. They'll ignore me and my stink now. No sense in folks risking their necks for the clothes lying back in the truck.
James, man.
No,
James.
Alan.
All right, I'll watch for you from the other side. You wave at me whenever you get to the river's edge, and I'll wave back. When you can't wave, it'll be fast when you go.
Good. Take care of Mary.
Dad!
Look, I'll try, man. I'll do what I can.
Daddy, I...
Hush. Come here. Give your dad some snuggles real quick, huh?
Daddy, please, let us help you.
You are. You just keep holding on. That's the only help you are to me right now.
Daddy!
Alan's gonna train you personally from now on. You're going to help Alan and the rest of us make it okay.
It won't be okay again.
Hey, sure it will. Your mom and I, we raised you right. I'm going to tell her in person how good we did. Look right into her big green eyes and tell her.
I can come with you. I want to come with you.
No, you go with Alan.
I'm following you.
You can't. You can't get to where I'm going if you kill yourself. We raised you better. We did.
Daddy.
Time don't pass in heaven. We'll all be together real soon. I love you. Now, go.
Hey, Alan.
Hey.
Is it loaded?
It's always loaded. Scope is clean.
How's the view?
He leaves for a couple hours at a time, but he keeps coming back with armloads of clothes. He waves every time, Mary. Some of the clothes look singed, though.
Good thing we burned the Goodwill, then.
I think he got what he could from there and then moved on to some houses around there, maybe another thrift store or something. He hasn't laid down once in 2 days. He just goes, waves, comes back with clothes, waves, goes again.
So he is still waving.
Yeah.
Alan?
Look, okay, I haven't been watching all the time. He's probably been waving even when I wasn't here, so maybe I just...
Daddy always kept his promises. If he's not waving, then he's not Daddy anymore. Is that his wave?
Barely. Give it a few more hours, and I'll keep my promise.
What's he doing?
I'm not sure. He's been that way all morning. Movement's been sporadic.
Sitting down?
I think he's playing cards or something. Reading a book.
He's looking at pictures.
Could be.
Remembering. Get some rest, Alan.
No, I promised.
I know. He won't mind. I don't mind. Get some rest. I'm a lot like my dad when I made my mind up, okay? Let me say goodbye to my father, please, while he's still my father.
Safety's off. Action's easy.
I got it. Get some rest, Alan. Thanks.
All right, Mary. Okay, just tell him bye for me, too, okay?
I will. Hey, Daddy. It's just you and me now. You kept your promise. You kept me safe. See, I'm safe, Daddy. I'm waving at you. You don't have to wave back. Don't wave back. You can stop. I'm safe. Give Mama a big hug and kiss for me. I love you. I'll see you soon.
You've been listening to AZ Episode 1, To Keep Warm. Directed by Jason Crump. Radio play by Aaron Duran and Bobby Roberts. Story by Aaron Duran. Sound effects and engineering by James Robinson. Original music by Kristen Holovnia, starring Bobby Winchell as Mary, Sarah Moon as Liz, Court Weber as James, Bobby Roberts as Alan, Aaron Duran as Mark, and Cable Hashitani as their narrator, all cast and crew as various zombies. You've been listening to AZ, brought to you by Geek in the City and the Rick Emerson News Network. Tune in tomorrow for episode 2, The Last Broadcaster. I'm Aaron Duran. On behalf of Jason Crump and the entire cast and crew of AZ, we thank you. And remember, aim for the head.